Welcome to the Northbound Wealth Podcast. All opinions expressed by Brent, his co-host, or his guests are solely his own opinions and do not reflect the opinions of Northbound Wealth Management, LLC. This podcast is for informational and educational purposes only and is not intended as personalized recommendations or fiduciary advice. It is not intended to provide and should not be relied upon for any investment, accounting, legal, or tax advice, or as a solicitation to offer or to buy any securities. Clients of Northbound Wealth Management, LLC, may maintain positions in the securities discussed in this podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is Brent Foster in the Northbound Wealth Podcast. Thanks for listening this week. Let's dive in. March 25th, 2025, stocks notched a gain last week as upbeat comments from the Fed helped stocks snap their four-week losing streak. Today's Tuesday, so that momentum actually carried yesterday quite well. That was a nice turn, being more than almost a 2% up day, but more than 1.5% is pretty awesome in the S&P and the NASDAQ. The Standard Poor's Index, or the S&P 500, rose 0.51%, closing last week at 5,667, while the NASDAQ Composite Index picked up 0.17%, closing at 17,784.04. The Dow Jones Industrial Average led, gaining 1.2%. The MSCI EAFE Index, which tracks developed overseas stock markets, rose 0.75%. So it was a solid week. So stocks opened the week higher despite weaker than expected retail sales. On Tuesday, stocks pulled back on disappointing economic data and renewed Middle East tensions. Stocks roared higher Wednesday as investors look forward to the Federal Reserve's meeting. As widely expected, the Fed kept rates steady, but the Fed Chair Powell comments buoyed investors' spirits. On Wednesday, they received some clarity as the Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee held the current range of the federal funds rate at 4.25% to 4.5%, and said it still sees two rate cuts in each of the next 2 years and one in 2027. Still, the FOMC increased its inflation forecast for 2025 and lowered its growth forecast due to uncertainty. Following the decision, President Donald Trump renewed calls on the Federal Reserve to reduce rates and said the Fed would be much better of cutting rates as U.S. tariffs starts to ease. New York Federal Reserve President John Williams said, while monetary policy faces uncertainty, the current restrictive approach is suitable given a robust job market and inflation exceeding the 2% target, allowing for future adjustments. Stocks dipped Thursday and opened lower Friday, but investors showed some confidence by pushing prices higher into Friday's close. So year to date, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 0.99%. The MSCI EAFE is up 10.97%. So international is actually outperforming U.S. year to date so far. NASDAQ Composite is down 8.24%. S&P 500 is down 3.42%. But of course, keep in mind, over the last five-year trailing number, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 141.9%. MSCI EAFE is up 108.2%. The NASDAQ Composite Index, get this, over the trailing five-year number, is up 167.3%, and the S&P 500 is up 165.5%. So just keep that in perspective. Over the long run, we've done fantastically well, so having a bit of a correction or pullback is not a big deal. It should be normal. Okay, so the 10-year Treasury rate is at 4.25%. That was the latest value as of March 21st, 2025. And we've seen yields oscillate up and down on that. And we pay close attention. It's come down some off of some highs over the past 3 to 5 months, 6 months. All right. Thank you, Y Charts, for that information. Sentiment is beginning to shift. So amid all the market turbulence as of late, the Fed was a steadying influence on the market. So kind of giving some calm to the market. U.S. existing home sales rebounded unexpectedly in February as more inventory helped bring buyers to the market, according to National Association of Realtors data. So the NAR chief economist, Lawrence Yun, said that home buyers are slowly entering the market while mortgage rates remain stable. More inventory and choice availability are releasing pent-up housing demand, Yun said. The energy and financial sectors of the S&P 500 were the top gainers this week and were up 3.2% and 1.9% respectively. Consumer staples had the largest percentage drop, sliding 0.26%, followed by a 0.25% decline in materials and a 0.21% loss in utilities and a 0.1% decrease in communication services. Hess was one of the top performers in the energy sector, gaining over 5.7%. Chevron acquired 15.4 million shares of Hess between January and March, representing of about 4.99% of all outstanding shares as of January 31st. In financials, Apollo Global Management was up 6.8%. The private equity firm agreed to acquire a majority stake in OEG Energy Group from Oaktree Capital Management and other investors. Additionally, it agreed to purchase a 25% non-controlling stake in BP, which is 12% interest in the pipeline carrying natural gas from Azerbaijan through Turkey. Nucor was hit the hardest in materials sector, falling more than 7.6%. The company said it expects Q1 adjusted earnings in the range of 50 cents and 60 cents per diluted share. Analysts polled by FactSet expected $1.06 at the time. Next week, earnings reports are expected from companies including Cintas, Paychex, Lululemon. Economic data will include February new home sales, pending home sales, durable good orders, and advanced U.S. trade balances. So I also inserted a chart of the week in this week's blog. So check this out on the website, www.northboundwealth.com. Time diversification and the volatility of returns. Thank you, JP Morgan Asset Management and the guide to the markets for this particular chart or slide of the week. This chart shows historical returns by holding period for stocks, bonds, and a 60-40 portfolio, which is 60% stocks, 40% bonds, rebalanced on an annual basis over different time horizons. The bars show the highest and lowest returns experienced during each period, 1 year, 5 year rolling, 10 year rolling, and 20 year rolling periods. This particular slide or page advocates for having a simple, balanced portfolio and a long-term time horizon. So there's a range of stock and bond and blended total returns. And you can see that from annual total returns from 1950 to 2024. So the growth of $100,000, okay, invested over the last 20 years. So if you had 100 grand 20 years ago and you invested it, you're looking at, if you invested in stocks, that 100 grand would grow to $895,000. That's an annual average total return of 11.6%. If you had 100,000 invested in bonds 20 years ago, okay, you'd have an annual average total return of 5.2%. Okay, think about that. That would be about $276,382. So your 100 grand would grow to $276,000 or so, okay? Versus what is what stocks grew to, which was $895,000. So keep that in perspective. So what if you don't just go all in on stocks or all in on bonds? So how would a balanced portfolio do over the last 20 years? The average annual total return for a 60-40 portfolio, based on what we have here at JP Morgan Asset Management's research, is a 9.4% average annual total return. So that 100 grand 20 years ago would have grown to 600 grand, $600,708 to be exact over that 20-year time frame. And let me just say that the ride that you experience is a lot smoother or right in the middle between what stocks are producing and what bonds are producing or returning. So if you want a smoother ride, you kind of go for a balanced portfolio allocation. And then also, time in the market beats trying to time the market. It's very cliché, you've heard it, but it is a fact. It is true. Okay, so check it out on my blog. I've got the return ranges on a near-term basis. Like if you look at the 1 year on stocks, you could be down, say, 37%, but up as high as 52%. If you were in bonds over that 1 year, you could be down as low as 13 and as high as 33. And with a balanced portfolio, down 20 or as high as up 34. And if I were to go out to a 10-year period, just skipping the 5-year because of time, but going out to a 10-year period, you're almost like the only thing that could possibly be negative over a 10-year period of time, possibly if you had the worst timing possible, would be stocks only down 1%, bonds positive 1%, and a balanced allocation positive 1%. And with stocks, though, you could make a lot more money if your timing was better. And staying in the market in stocks, you're up 20 versus 14 in bonds and 16 in the 60-40 portfolio allocation. So I want to just point out that the sources of this information is Bloomberg, FactSet, the Federal Reserve, Standard & Poor's, and Ibbotson, JP Morgan Asset Management. And returns are based on calendar year returns from 1950 to 1924. Bonds represent Strategis and Ibbotson for periods prior to 1976 and the Bloomberg aggregate thereafter. Growth of 100,000 is based on annual average total returns from 1950 to 1924. And it was Guide to the Markets as of February 28, 2025. So check that out. If you want to see images of that, go to the website, the blog, www.northboundwealth.com/blog, and check it out. This week, key economic data. Monday, PMI, Composite Services and Manufacturing. Tuesday, Case-Shiller, Home Price Index, Consumer Confidence, New Home Sales. Wednesday, Durable Goods Orders. St. Louis Fed President Alberto Mousseleum speaks. And then Thursday, GDP or Gross Domestic Product. The Trade, Balance and Goods, Weekly Jobless Claims, Retail and Wholesale Inventories, Pending Home Sales. Richmond Fed President Tom Barkin speaks Friday. Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, or the CPE, and Consumer Sentiment. And so we'll be tracking all of that. Tuesday, notable companies reporting earnings. McCormick, they make those spices that everybody likes. GameStop, which will be always interesting. Wednesday, Cintas, Paychex, and Thursday, Lululemon, as I mentioned. Okay, so tax tip of the week, a checklist of common errors when preparing your tax return. Properly preparing your tax return can be tricky, but here are some tips to help you avoid common errors. Submit your tax return online ensures greater accuracy than mailing it in. The email system can detect some common errors and send your filing back to you for you to correct, saving you a ton of time in processing and delays. Print or type your full name, taxpayer ID, and address, including zip code, clearly. Choose only one correct filing status. Enter your income on the correct lines and include a Form 1040 to declare additional income and adjustments as needed. Put brackets around negative amounts. Keep a copy of signed returns and schedules for your records because you often need them for all kinds of different things. This information is not a substitute for individualized tax advice. Please discuss your specific tax issues with a qualified tax professional. And this tip was adapted from irs.gov. All right, I'm going to end on this. What is mindfulness? You may have heard various definitions of mindfulness here and there, or you have your own ideas about what it is. Do you completely clear your mind? Is there more to it? Interestingly, mindfulness is as simple as it sounds. It refers to being fully present in where and what you're doing. You can practice mindfulness while driving, walking your dog, or playing with your children. It's practicing being in the here and the now and not letting your mind take you out of the present moment. These obsessive thoughts can lead to anxiety and stress, especially around the markets and finance. To practice mindfulness, take a simple activity like drinking your cup of coffee and think about every sensation that you're experiencing. It takes practice, but it's worth it to improve your mental health and strength. And this tip was adapted from Mindful. I don't know. I thought I'd share that with you guys. I hope you guys have a great week. Stay tuned for the next weekly podcast. This one was short. Next week and the week after might be a bit longer. Thanks for listening.
Whether you're just getting started as an investor or you're managing a multi-million dollar portfolio, Northbound Wealth Management has the solution for you. It all starts with building the right financial plan. To speak with a financial planner today, visit northboundwealth.com. Don't forget to check us out on youtube.com @northboundwealth. And make sure to leave a rating and review on your favorite podcasting app. Thank you for listening.